The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, we're back here with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors like we always do. Our call-in number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And our guest this morning is Brenda Davis from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And let's see, Brenda, you with us?
I'm with you.
Hey, great. Glad to hear it. Well, you know, a hot topic here in Maryland is always during this time of year, Maryland blue crabs.
So, yes, they are.
So, you are, tell us your title again, if you would.
I'm the blue crab program manager with DNR's Fisheries Service.
Okay, so you're the one with all the answers. When somebody has a question, they call you, right? And you're just supposed to know everything.
We try really hard, and if we don't know, we'll find out.
Try to get an answer from you. I got it. All right. So, state of the crabs here in Maryland the last couple of years. We had some pretty awful numbers here in the last couple of years. And does anybody really have an explanation for that?
Well, you know, unfortunately, environmental conditions play a big part in how many crabs we get in, and I'm talking, you know, about things like currents out in the ocean where the larvae, you know, are.
Right.
And how many, you know, of those get washed back into the bay.
Hmm. Okay.
So, you know, and we've had some really, really cold winters.
Right.
But fortunately, the 2015 Winter Dredge Survey had good news. It wasn't great news, but it was good news.
Right.
So our the abundance of spawning age females in 2014 was low enough to be considered depleted.
Right.
We are no longer there. We had a 47% increase in those numbers, and
okay,
we had increases in all the size categories.
That's good. That's a good thing. And we've got that report in the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs as well. So, but we're still managing conservatively as well, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And you know, this winter's news was good. It was not great,
right?
And so it is. The Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee took a look at all of the numbers, and their advice was to consider with risk-averse management. But there's absolutely no harm in managing to that harvest target of 25.5% that has been set, and we have not, we have been harvesting crabs at a level far below that the last few years.
Okay, so you're saying that of all the crabs that are out there in the bay that are of market size or harvestable size, that if we take 25% of that population, that's not going to be harmful at all from a management point of view. Tell me about this team. Who makes up this work group or this team? Tell me about that a little bit.
The Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment is made up of scientists and managers from not just Maryland and Virginia, but also there are a few other people from the Atlantic region, one of their specific tasks is to look at the blue crab data and issue an advisory report.
And they do that every single year after they look at the dredge survey results. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So this team, I mean, these are people that, you know, they get together, they crunch the numbers, they look at the data, they look at the environmental factors, and they're from all across the region, as you mentioned. Where do they come together? Is that the Chesapeake Bay program that's run through NOAA?
That's who facilitates the group. Yes.
Okay, that's the one. So we've got a whole team of folks that are watching the bay. And if I look at the numbers, Brenda, that are on some of the charts on the DNR website, on the dredge survey site, this where we are right now is lower than we were a few years ago, but 15 years ago, we were looking at these same kind of numbers, were we not?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, unfortunately.
Okay. But I mean, this is not the lowest we've been for crabs in the bay.
Oh, no, it is not.
But the demand is driving this apparent, you know, when you talk to these dealers and wholesalers and the retailers, the demand is what is causing the prices and the apparent shortfall, because people just want more and more crabs. Yes?
That's part of it, and we are in a little bit of an unusual situation this year because of our extremely cold winter.
Right.
Particularly in Maryland, we did not have very many big crabs out there to start our season, even though the abundance was up. Those bigger crab, the bigger females in particular, were not in Maryland. So we were in a situation where it seemed a little weird that we say things are better, but there was no crabs to be had.
Right.
So we needed to wait until the smaller crabs grew into our fishery.
Right, right. Now, there was an abundance of small crabs, yes?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so those crabs need to go through at least two sheds, maybe three, before they become actual market or harvestable size.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so
you know, looking at late summer and into the fall.
Sure. So we've got immature crabs that are, you know, unharvestable, not allowed to catch them or keep them. So they've got to go back if these guys start in April. The first shed was when? End of April?
It could have been delayed,
but
yeah,
you know, and you talked about environmental conditions, of course, and you know, such things. I've talked to a number of folks, as you know, in the business, and they're saying we're in a weather pattern here that has just been terrible for crabs, as far as the, you know, the cold fronts that come through here in May. Remember how cold it was in May at certain times? In June we had a number of cold fronts come through and a lot of freshwater influx from the rain, and these guys seem to believe that the entire mating process has been disrupted or delayed due to those weather factors. Is that reasonable to say that?
We certainly had a very slow start because of the cold spring temperatures. But things seem to be catching up and, you know, getting back on schedule.
Well, but... I think we talked off the air. It doesn't help them when you got a demand for crabs on Memorial Day and Mother's Day and Father's Day and 4th of July and all those early summer holidays. And, you know, now it looks like we may have a good Labor Day. But, you know, those guys, and I mentioned earlier, I mean, these guys have to find crabs somewhere in the country for their customers, and they turn to Louisiana and Texas and North Carolina and other places to supply the crabs. And there are wholesalers, and there are people who don't mind selling crabs to Maryland, because we're probably the best market, the largest consumer of blue crabs in the world. So, you know, they know they've got a captive audience here, and they can pretty much demand any price they want for the crabs.
And yeah, I don't know if we're the largest consumer of crabs in the world, but we certainly Maryland eats a lot of crabs.
Yeah, they do.
And yes, and when local crabs aren't available, they do get them from other states.
Right. I got that. But your job is not to manage what happens in Louisiana or Texas or North Carolina. Your job is to manage what happens here in Maryland. And, of course, that's where our watermen work, in the Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, we heard that it's been, you know, fits and spurts this year, that, you know, they'll go out and they'll put, you know, 600 pots out and they'll catch a bushel and a half. And then the next day they'll catch, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 bushels. So it all depends on the day, the time, the weather, the tide, the temperature, the crab's willingness to eat, and the effort, I guess.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go out and you put that effort out 5 days a week, and you know, the reward is little, it makes you want to scratch your head about what you're doing for a living. You know, do we go out and spend the money on the fuel and the bait next week, because last week wasn't that good? And of course, fortunately, our watermen are dedicated to the water and doing what they do. So let's talk a little bit about, when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit about recreational crabbing, and in particular a program of enforcement that is just kicked off its second year, and that's called Don't Get Pinched. So let me take this break, and we'll come back from that, and we'll talk about that. All right. Hey, listen. Feed your dogs what they used to feed themselves. That's right. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry's made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. And you know what? Those dogs love the wild as much as you do. So feed them some Merrick, will you? Good stuff. All right. So you like to fish in Maryland? Well, who doesn't? We got plenty of opportunities and lots of places to go here. But I'm guessing you probably like to win prizes, too, for just going fishing. Cash, a boat, fishing trip, equipment. No strings attached. Well, that's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. If you fish, if you're a recreational angler here in Maryland, you can get in it real simple. Just go fishing. There's 67 species of fish across Maryland, all the way from north to south, east to west. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. There's $25,000 in guaranteed cash prizes, $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland. Non-tidal, that would be the freshwater. Chesapeake Bay and tidal, that would be Chesapeake Bay and all the tidal tributaries. And, of course, the Atlantic coast. A lot of people go to Ocean City, that's for sure. Master anglers, that's a category. I think that's new. If you catch an award-sized fish in each of the three categories, each of the three regions, tidal, non-tidal, and Atlantic, you qualify automatically for winning a $2,000 or up to $2,000 in cash. And then if you do get an angler award and you're invited to the grand finale in September and you show up, well, guess what? There's going to be a random drawing for $5,000 in cash. Yes, indeed. You just catch and keep those invasive species of any size, and you can qualify for another special prize drawing. So, we're trying to incentivize your fishing by the Maryland Fishing Challenge. The Angler Award Program is great. There's other prizes out there, too. Boat, motor, and trailer, fishing vacations, free fishing tackle. But you got to fish. That's all you got to do. The rules are at www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Go fish.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, you like soft crabs? Well, Mr. Bill down there at NBS Seafood, he's got his own shedding tanks, and he's got soft crabs. They are spectacular. That's right. He blends his own salt water. He filters it. He watches the crabs, and as soon as they shed, boom, he collects them. They are butter-soft soft crabs, and nice-sized ones, too. NBS Seafood is 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, stocked with wonderful soft crabs. Maryland hard crabs are coming in. He's got fresh fish. He's got all the other seafood, too. Gulf shrimp and scallops and fresh crab meat, variety of other seafood items as well. And guess what? NBS has his own crab spice to make your seafood taste great. And you know what? NBS has Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill. Surf and turf. That's exactly right. Stop by and see NBS Seafood. Now, he doesn't have steam crabs. No, these are live. You take them home and steam them yourself. And he'll teach you how to do that. Stop by and see NBS Seafood or call 410-271-3202. Anytime Thursday, Friday, Mondays from 2 to 7. Today, Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from noon to 5. NBS will accept your Visa card, your MasterCard, EBT, and even cash. Now, if you have any questions about any of this, just give NBS Seafood a call, 410-271-3202, 271-3202 for NBS. That stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey, Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Marr.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high and rising.
Little Johnny Cash there for you. We're talking with Brenda Davis, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, the crab program manager. And Brenda, how long have you been with the department?
Ooh, do I really have to admit to that one?
No, it's okay. let's put it this way. You're a veteran.
I am. I've been there 27 years.
There you go. Good for you. All right. So, you just heard Johnny Cash talking about how high is the water, Mama. We've had a lot of rain this year. How does the rain affect the salinity and, of course, the crabs, in the Chesapeake Bay? Is there a detrimental effect, or doesn't it really seem to bother the crabs?
It's one of those things that it kind of depends on where. Some places are worse than others.
Okay.
It's also, the time of the year. This year, I have not heard of the runoff from the rain causing any particular problems in any areas.
Right.
But there certainly are years that... And maybe it's because we've had so much rain, stuff hasn't had an opportunity to accumulate on the land.
Right.
And, you know, when it's been very, very dry, and then we get a lot of rain, it tends to cause the most problems.
Okay, I got you. I got you. So if we have a sustained amount of rainfall like we've had this year, then it doesn't seem to affect them as much as, let's say, a flash flood after a dry period is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
I got you. Yeah, I about jumped out of my skin the other night. One of the my phone alarm went off, and it was a flash flood warning, and, I mean, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What was that? And, you know, it's, oh, a flash flood warning. Okay, thanks for telling me. Appreciate that. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I said we were going to talk a little bit about recreational fishing, and the Department of Natural Resources Police announced, I guess it's been 10 days ago or so now, the enforcement program called Don't Get Pinched is back in effect. And I think the press release talked about the survey, the dredge survey. And, you know, tell us a little bit about Don't Get Pinched.
And Don't Get Pinched is an initiative for all crabbers, not just recreational.
Right.
It's an, there's stepping up enforcement for both commercial and recreational.
Right.
So the situation that we have with blue crabs is there are a lot of environmental factors that affect the numbers.
Right.
Cold winters, predation by fish, lots of things. And the one piece of the puzzle that we have control of is how many get taken by being harvested.
Okay.
So it's really important. All of our numbers are calculated that everybody doesn't harvest those crabs that are too small or they don't harvest more than they're allowed to.
Okay.
So it's very important.
And that's recreational and commercial, of course.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
So it's really important that everybody follows the rules to help it all work.
Okay. And that's what the Don't Get Pinched program is all about, is following the rules as far as numbers and sizes of crabs that are harvested. And for example, recreational crabbers aren't allowed to harvest female crabs.
Correct.
Pretty simple to tell the difference. Two ways.
Yes, it is.
Two ways. Fingernail polish, I mean the red tips on the claws, females. Fingernail polish. And if you turn the crab over, of course, if the apron on the bottom of the crab looks like the Capitol Dome, in Maryland, in Washington, everybody knows what the Capitol Dome looks like. It's a female. If it looks like the Washington Monument, it's a male. Pretty simple. Easy to tell.
Correct. And those immature females have a very triangular-shaped apron. They're still very easy to tell for
right.
the males.
Of course. Of course. So if you see that apron, that triangular-shaped apron or that Capitol Dome apron, that one's got to go back no matter how big it is because that's your future. That's your breeding age. That's your breeding age female. Now, on the other hand, commercial crabbers are allowed at certain times to take a number of female crabs. Is that right?
Correct. They have daily bushel limits.
Daily bushel limits. Okay.
Yes.
I got you. And that is right now. Is there a restriction on that? Has the restriction been lifted? Is it something day to day, week to week, month to month? I mean, how do you communicate what that is?
We do have a rather complicated regulatory system for blue crabs.
Uh-huh.
And the bushel limits change. They're different by license type. And they sometimes change monthly.
Okay.
So we do have a text message system that watermen can sign up for.
Okay.
And we text out things like bushel limits and size changes. We have a minimum size change coming up for everyone. On July 15th, the minimum size for males goes to from 5 inches to 5 1/4 inches.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because of the sheds, I mean, the molt and that type of thing. So,
right.
Okay. Well, explain that a little bit for our listeners about how a crab grows, if you would. I don't know that everybody understands that the small crab you catch today, if you put it back, after the full moon, it might be legal next month. Would you just talk on that a little bit?
Yeah. Crabs are, with that hard outer skeleton, they actually have to grow a whole new shell underneath the old one. They grow a new, bigger one. And when they just completely run out of room, the back of the carapace between the swim fins splits, and they essentially back out of that old shell. And that's where your soft crab comes from.
Right.
And, you know, if you can get them before they harden up. And
then you got a sandwich.
Exactly.
Got it.
Each of those sheds, they will increase in size by about 25%.
Mm-hmm. And then how long does that process take for that shell to harden on that crab?
They harden up faster where the water is saltier.
Okay.
But within a couple of hours, you have a crab that is you wouldn't want to eat as a soft crab
right.
anymore.
Paper shell.
But, yeah. And it takes, a few days if you've ever caught a crab that the shell was thin and they didn't have a whole lot of meat in them.
That's a light crab, yep.
Yeah, that was a crab that shed a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes them, a few days, several days to harden, get good and hard and batten up.
Okay, here's a question for you. I'd never heard this before. Neither did the dealer. Fella goes into a dealer. Just happened the other day. I was standing there when this happened. Fella goes into a dealer. Do you have any soft crabs? Yes, sir. Do you have any jumbos? Yes, sir. I'm out of the whales, but here are some jumbos. Presented him with selection of jumbos, and he said, can I pick them? And he says, sure, if you like. Guy picked up the first soft crab, and he says, that's a light one. Have you ever heard of anybody finding a light soft crab?
No.
No. So
no.
He picked through the selection of crabs and picked two out that he thought were satisfactory, but I've never, and the dealer and I just looked at each other like, what? This soft crab's lighter than this soft crab. All righty then. So I had never heard that. I just, people were people. I just had not heard that one. But
Yeah, you can definitely get that with hard crabs.
Oh, definitely. Sure.
Yeah, never heard it with soft crabs.
Nope, never did either. But I thought it was rather amusing, as did the dealer. So anyway, all right. So you talked about predation on crabs. Of course, we're out there trying to harvest as many as we possibly can. And in the news, and I'm not going to put you on the spot, in the news has been this controversy about cow nose rays. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a full-fledged two-hour show about the controversy on cow nose rays. But the question is, are the watermen overreacting to the rays? Or does the cow nose ray hurt our crab population here in Maryland?
Well, we don't have definitive data either way.
Okay.
There is some information that's come out recently on stomach content studies.
Yes.
For cow nose rays.
Yes.
And blue crab parts are not a big part of the stomach contents.
Okay.
So, and that would be, with them being harder parts, they would tend to hang in.
Right.
If they were eating very many of them.
Right.
So there's,
The wrap on the rays is that, that they go through the grass beds and suck up the vulnerable soft crabs. So would that evidence actually be available in stomach contents?
It would be.
Okay.
You wouldn't stay in as long as if they were eating the small hard crabs.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you would be able to see.
Okay.
It's one of those, it could be one of the situations where if you have a lot of something that doesn't eat a lot, it still makes an impact.
Okay.
It's, nothing says that points to that being sort of the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we could change that, it would be better.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay, but what does the stomach content evidence show in particular?
Crabs were an extremely small part.
Okay, what was the big part?
It was shellfish.
Shellfish.
Clams and oysters.
Okay, so they eat a lot of clams and a lot of oysters. So, again, the watermen do have a concern there that these animals are eating razor clams, soft-shell clams, immature oysters, oyster spat, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, they got to eat something. They're not.
Right.
They're not coming here to breed and drop their babies and not eat anything. So, you know, they're. I don't know if they actually catch, you know, fish to eat. I'm sure they could, but they are kind of opportunistic. And if I'm a razor clam sitting there in a bed, or a soft shell clam, or an immature oyster, or, you know, they're not gonna go down and crack open a mature oyster, but they've got to eat something. So, you know, and we harvest everything that grows in the bay anyway, to some degree, whether it's oysters or whether it's crabs. So if they eat some immature crabs, if they eat some razor clams, if they eat some oysters, you know, then there's tens of thousands of these things out there, you know, these 50-pound vacuum cleaners, I'm sure they have to eat enough to sustain themselves. You know, there are going to have some type of an impact. Yes?
Yes, they are going to have some impact.
Right. But we can't say definitively, because we haven't studied them enough to know that there are X number of them in the bay. We don't know, you know, nobody's really taken a hard look at this species. And because of the recent controversy spurred by the animal activist community, we now have to take a look at this to allay the public outcry.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Here's a question for you from a listener. Why can't recreational crabbers keep a limited amount of mature female crabs? They do not breed again after they reach maturity. Now, that's sent from Mark. He doesn't say where he's from. What is your answer to that?
And that's a very good question.
Okay.
With recreational crabbing, we have a license structure where we do not have good accountability of how many people participate in the blue crab fishery.
Right.
Recreationally.
Right, because there's no license required if you only want to go out and catch a couple dozen crabs.
Exactly.
Or crab with a hand line.
Right.
Okay.
And so, in addition to that, we give away as many and sometimes more crabbing licenses with the complimentary blue crab license that's issued with the Bay Sport Boat Fishing License.
Right.
So we don't even know if those people intended to go crabbing or not.
Hmm.
Then, so in addition to not having a way to account for how many people are in the recreational fishery, we have no way of, or a limited way of being able to estimate what the harvest would be.
Right.
We have done studies in the past. They were intercept studies where somebody would be at a boat ramp and talk to people when they came in about how much they caught.
Right. And there's also a volunteer angler survey for blue crabs, right?
There is a volunteer angler survey, yes.
Right.
In addition to the talking to people at the ramp, they would call.
Right.
Just random call. And ask people if they went crabbing, and if they said yes, they would ask them how much they caught.
Right.
So we do have an estimate that we use for recreational harvest, but frankly, we don't have a whole lot of confidence in that estimate.
Well, let me address this, what Mark says here at the end. They do not breed again after they reach maturity. That is true, but they may spawn several times after they reach maturity and have bred once, correct?
That is correct, yes.
That is what people don't understand. They think that once a crab breeds and has her egg sac and the larva spawn, or the larva are hatched, that's it. But a mature female crab can actually have several clutches, several, help me there, Brenda, what am I looking for?
She can produce several sponges.
Several sponges, yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, nobody seems to know what that number is. We're talking a wild animal here. It could be two. It could be five. It could be, I don't know. It just depends on the environmental conditions. But, yes, multiple spawns, multiple spawn, even though there's only one breeding?
Only one mating, yeah.
One mating, yes, one mating.
The other really important factor is a mature female that's harvested in Maryland.
Yes.
Probably has not had an opportunity to have even her first sponge.
Okay.
Eggs need a salinity of about 18 parts per thousand, which we get in the lower bay.
So that's...
The larvae actually need full-strength seawater, about 30 to 33 parts per thousand to survive.
Okay. So she's going south and seeking saltier water, which puts her in Virginia, which last year has limited the harvest of their female crabs, yes?
They started bushel limits. They have had other measures in place to limit their female harvest previously.
Got it. All right, Brenda, we got to take a break. And we'll put you on hold there for a second, and we'll be right back after this. Merrick, backcountry. It's an ancestral diet that your dog, will go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick, backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Merrick, backcountry dog food. You know what? If you like good eating, I'm going to recommend Papa John's Farm. Corn, tomatoes, watermelons, all those standard fare for summer eating. You know, summer's a time for picnics, family get-togethers, camping trips, corn on the cob, steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes. It all takes place in the summer here in Maryland. Summer is for cold, juicy melons, too. The Schillinger family, Papa John's Farm, they like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob. You just put the corn right on top of the steamer, season it all up with crab seasoning just like you do your crabs. Now, they don't sell crabs there, but they like to eat them. And they've got the corn, the perfect corn, to go with them, that's for sure. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, you know, you and the family get together for a picnic, we ask you to head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super-sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready, and they're good. Take it from me. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, all the fruits and everything you need, green beans, cucumbers, mouth-watering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet, sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at exit 12 off I-97. That's right, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. That phone number, 410-969-8810. 410-969-8810. Papa John's is open every day. 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. You got a family reunion? You got a church cookout, you got a whole bunch of people coming over, and you want corn and crabs and tomatoes and watermelon, Papa John's, it'll grow on you. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Why not? Clyde Sports Shop has got everything for the shooting sports during the summer. And what do the shooting sports do? The shooting sports get you ready for hunting season. I mean, you can just enjoy a round of trap or skeet or sporting clays and just have a lot of fun doing that. But it also sharpens your aim for waterfowl and upland bird hunting, you know, when you're ready to go do that. That's exactly why they do that. That's why the targets are called clay birds. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Clyde Sports Shop is your source for the shooting sports. Traps, skeet, sporting clays. They've got the 725 Saturi sporting model as well. Perfect blend of beauty and performance, an over-under shotgun with 5 Invector choke tubes, ported barrel, triple trigger system, length and forcing cones. And you know what? If you like that, when you're on the range, you can also get a field model for hunting as well. If you like to trap and skeet, to practice trap and skeet, well, the BT-99 is the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters of all ages. It's a backboard barrel. It utilizes the Invector Plus choke tube system again. More consistent patterns and reduce felt recoil. It's a great gun. Take a look at it, the BT-99. And, of course, if you're a hunter, the Browning BPS pump is standard. And the A5 semi-automatic, that's a great gun, too. The A5 has a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. It's a recoil-operated auto-loader. And ask Billy down at Clyde's. He shoots one, and he says it's the best shotgun he's ever had. And he's been shooting for a long, long time. Clyde Sports Shop, your firearms headquarters here in Baltimore, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Let me tell you real quick about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. I've been talking about it, but we're going to tell you about it one more time. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who's a recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish species from the Atlantic to the Chesapeake to the Clear Mountain streams and lakes of western Maryland, including 67 species in at least 5 categories. There's the main categories are freshwater, the Chesapeake Bay and tidal, and then the Atlantic coast. And there's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Fishing Club. There's an invasive species and catch and release, too, but you'll read all about that on the website. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you get your angler award certificate, and you get an invitation to the grand finale in September. You could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, even a share of $25,000 in cash. So, fish are biting right now in Deep Creek. They're biting on the Potomac. They're biting in the Bay. They're biting on the Atlantic Ocean. Why not try one of those spots and go fishing? Now's not the time to stay indoors. Hey, the official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Go fish. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back with Brenda Davis. And Brenda, we're in the last segment here. Not a lot of time left. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with at this point?
Well, I was just thinking about our last conversation and, you know, the fact that a mature female caught in Maryland may not have had an opportunity to spawn.
Right.
So the reason that we allow for catch is that we do not need every single female we have in the Bay to have a sustainable fishery. That because they're very short-lived and they produce a huge number of eggs.
Right.
It's not like rockfish that are very long-lived.
Right.
And have a limited number of young.
Well, somebody in fishery said it's like trying to manage bugs that crawl along the bottom of the bay. And, you know, we don't know how many's out there. I mean, we have an idea, but we don't know exactly how many's out there, where they are, or what they're doing at all times, right?
Right. And they can be incredibly successful, given the right environmental conditions, at producing, bringing us enough crabs to keep our population sustainable back into the bay.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, we have a quick question here from Dale on mitten crabs, Brenda. Hold on here a minute. Dale, go ahead.
Good morning. Brenda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You know, 3 more years and you officially become an old fart.
Well, I'm mitten glad I'm not there yet.
Yeah, mitten crabs, Brenda. A couple years ago was a hot topic. Haven't heard much about it recently. Are they still showing up or are they, you know?
I haven't heard of a single one this year, and I don't think we had one last year.
Okay.
So
there you go. Maybe they're gone. Maybe the cow nose rays ate them all. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem, you know, I know we had I wouldn't call an influx of them about 5-6 years ago, but they just hadn't seemed to be, you know, much after that.
Yeah. They didn't take here like they did in California.
Yeah.
So, all right, Dale, we got to run, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Sorry, thank you. Appreciate the question. And so, Brenda, the point about the female crabs, and we don't need every single one of them. I understand that, but you know, it's good to see that the conservation of the female crabs is an intense focus. And you know, we are managing conservatively, even though we're allowing for limited harvest, and limited harvest to the degree where, you know, we haven't reached that 25% threshold yet.
Correct. Yes.
So, all right. Well, look, we've got to take our final break here, and we'll come back and say, you know, we'll come back and say goodbye in just a minute here.
All right.
Merrick Backcountry, for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free, high-protein kibble, made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors, maybe like yours. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They have been in business since 1957. That's a long time. They've developed the business over the years to provide for anything that hunters, anglers, shooters need, and that's the place to go here in Baltimore. If you need a firearm for home protection, if you need line wound on your reel, they're good at all of that stuff. So check Clydesports.com website out or just show up. They like walk-in customers at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, and the fishing hotline is 410-247-3474.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back with Brenda Davis. That was a short break, Brenda, and we have a couple minutes here yet. I mean, what else would you like to tell our listeners about recreational or commercial crabbing? And I know you talked about the females there, but we just want people to enjoy the bay, right?
Absolutely. And there is no reason not to get out there and enjoy catching a few crabs or, you know, going and buying some crabs and enjoying a good crab feast.
Right. Yeah, they're not endangered, are they?
They are not.
No. Nope.
And the tailgating crab feast, I think, will be the hot item this fall.
Tailgating crab feast. Oh, you know what? That's a great idea. You're absolutely right. So you're saying that since we've had these environmental factors impact our crab growth rate here in Maryland for the last couple years, the fall has always been great when there's more abundance and bigger and fatter crabs. And, you know, do you notice any difference between the taste of crabs from the upper bay to the lower bay yourself?
Not so much the taste.
Yeah.
You know, the lower bay crabs tend to have a little thicker shells sometimes.
Right.
Just because they harden up a little quicker. But
right.
That's, you know.
Okay.
That's the biggest difference I see.
Okay. I got you. Well, I guess it depends a lot on the seasoning. I just happen to like the Southern Maryland crabs for some reason. Lower Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, I just like those crabs a little better, even though, you know, people argue with me about the Miles River and the Chester River and the Wye River and the Chop, you know, all that. I don't know. I just happen to like those lower bay crabs. Just a matter of personal bias, I guess. So I have nothing against upper bay crabs, not at all. I'll eat those too. But listen, I appreciate you being here today, and we thank you for the good information on the crabs. And, of course, if we have any questions, I just invite the listeners to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and any questions about crabs, we'll forward to Brenda, and Brenda will be more than glad to answer your question, just like we did there for Mark a while ago. So,
absolutely.
Very nice. Brenda, we'll let you go, and, again, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, Brenda. We'll talk to you another time, I'm sure. So there goes Brenda, and we're coming up to the close of the show. I just want to thank you for listening this morning, and please support our sponsors like we know you do. We hear from them all the time. Again, if you'd like to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me, and we'd be more than glad to get back to you. We ask you to listen to the podcast, if you would, sponsored by the Maryland Fisheries Service, on any of the past shows. We've been a little lackadaisical about putting the names of all of our guests on the website, but we will do that here shortly. Now that things have slowed down just a tiny bit here for Ellis Outdoors, and we're getting kind of back into a normal pace. Look for Maryland Loves Crabs coming out late this week at the local, our sponsors, Clyde's and Fishbones and Linex and, you know, Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex and Battery Warehouse. They'll all be in there, and they'll all be having the magazine. So we invite you to do that. And we just thank you for listening this morning here. And we hope to hear from you this week. Don't forget, we do have a Facebook page. And by the way, support the Maryland.